Okay, are we live?
We're live.
We're live. We're here at the First Baptist Church of Hampton Falls, New Hampshire. This is Mark and Heather Stubbs.
Welcome.
Welcome. Why are we here, Heather?
Well, I think we are going to try to do a podcast.
Podcast about?
Marriage.
And so what's the title of our podcast?
We're going to go with It's Marriage? Question mark?
Question mark.
Right? Yeah.
So we're gathered around the mics and we're looking and asking ourselves, why another podcast about marriage? Well, we're hoping that this podcast will be a little different.
Right.
We're going to be storytelling. Each month we want to plan to interview different couples, probably from our church, maybe outside our church. We don't know yet at this point.
Right.
We want to ask them how they met, some of their struggles, some of their successes, but really most importantly, where the gospel has met them and strengthen their marriages.
Right. So as we all know, no marriage is perfect. This is not a podcast on perfect marriages.
It's not our intent for us to come across.
That's right.
Perfect.
That's
hope.
Right. Yeah. We just feel that marriage has undergone a lot of scrutiny and been redefined in many ways. So we're looking to the one and only who is perfect, and that is Jesus.
Jesus, the one who designed marriage, correct?
Right, yep. Right. Yep. So this is not a how-to podcast, but we do hope our listeners will see the gospel at work in all of us and be encouraged through the stories.
Yeah, it's always good to hear other stories.
Right.
There's just something about that. To really lay a foundation for this podcast, we want to start with scripture. So we're looking at Ephesians 5, which I think those of us that are married are very familiar with.
Everybody knows.
So it's verses 21 through 32. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Okay, so you're going to give me the wives part, right?
Yeah, the wives part.
Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
Wow. And husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds it and cares for it just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. And for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
Our second scripture that we want to share or focus on will be in Philippians 2, 1 through 4. We've just felt that this is a beautiful tie-in with who Christ is, right? If Christ is our example here. Therefore, if you have any encouragement of being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. That's an ouch. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. That definitely applies, or should, to our marriages, right?
It so does. It so does.
So much of our society, and even our churches, as I said earlier, kind of pushing back, even giving in, redefining what God has defined for us to represent the gospel, just like we read in Ephesians.
Yeah, so true. And we are really looking forward to, as we interview other couples, I don't know, maybe we'll see couples that are really taking the gospel to heart and putting it within their struggles and in their marriage. And we might interview some couples that, never thought of that.
Well, they might be struggling with that. We want that. Yeah. We want this to be authentic, real stories. Yeah. And hopefully we'll encourage each other. What does the gospel mean in our marriages? Right. And how do we encourage one another with that?
So since the theme of our podcast will be asking questions and listening to stories from other couples, we thought, since there's no one else in the room but you you and I on this intro, that we would ask each other questions.
Yeah, we're going to do the interviewing to each other.
How does that sound?
This could be rather dicey.
Yeah, but we'll see how it goes. So we'll start with number one. How did we meet, Heather?
Yeah, good place to start,
how
right?
did we meet?
We met in college.
Yep.
Wow, what do I say? It was a campus ministry.
Campus ministry called Chi Alpha.
Right, which was supported by the church
by our
that
church,
we were going to at that time. Quite a large group of college-age students.
Yeah. Chi Alpha means
Christ Ambassadors.
Christ Ambassadors,
right,
yeah.
Not a fraternity
right.
or sorority. Just to clarify.
Yeah. And so... I was a fairly new believer, accepted the Lord in college, and I was actually in a fraternity where I accepted the Lord. There was a phone booth, no cell phones or anything at that time.
But, funny to hear that.
It really is. And so from there, I found this church and I found this ministry, and I also found my future-to-be wife.
Right.
Yeah. So second question, why did you get married?
So, obviously, after we met, we got married at some point, right? Yeah.
So we knew each other about 3 years in the ministry. And my theology at the time as a new believer, I was just cut and dry. And I cut off my past. And one of my thoughts was that you don't date.
Well, you were coming out of a different lifestyle where you felt the need to do that, right?
Yeah, so I didn't believe in dating. And so at this time... Heather knew that as well.
Yes, I did.
But as time went by, I was graduating and I was actually getting a job. And
3 years down the road,
you're
getting ready to graduate and move away. Yeah. And I just thought, oh no, because at this point, I liked Mark a lot.
And at this point, I liked Heather a lot and couldn't get her out of my head. But I needed a haircut. And so I called Heather for a haircut.
Which, to our listeners, you have to know that this is kind of a big deal. So for those of you who don't know, I'm a cosmetologist. And at this point in our life, I was cutting most of my peers' hair.
Right.
So when Mark called me up for a haircut, I was terrified and excited all at the same time because it was a big deal.
You were a Volkswagen Bug with scissors. She had a 70 Bug. It was awesome.
Right.
So anyway, I asked her for a haircut, and my tip was to take her out to dinner. And so I think Heather knew at this point that... Another big deal. For me to take her out for dinner for burritos was basically asking her to marry me. I don't think we ate much that night. It was a solidifying moment for us that we knew from here we're together.
Right.
We're together, and it's exciting to see. I mean, Heather was praying for me for years, and I knew that I was praying at least for 3 years. I knew how important it was.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's a thing I had actually forgot about.
Yeah.
As a junior in high school, actually, I started praying for my future spouse, not knowing who that would be.
Mm.
When I met Mark in college, I started praying for him. So he's getting double prayers.
Double prayers. All right, number three, let's move on, because this is only going to be 30 minutes, right?
Right.
Let's keep it at 30.
Keep going. All right.
All right, number three, how many years married and how many kids?
How many years, Mark?
So we have been married 35 years as of April 30th this year. And in regards to kids, going back to when we were engaged, so we got engaged in January, and I think we only had 2 one-hour sessions with our pastor that was marrying us. And it had, last thing that
I don't even remember.
I do, because he said, you guys are good.
Yeah,
but two things we never talked about was finances and children.
Right. Two things that experts tell you probably should talk about, be on the same page.
And so Heather and I love kids. I mean, we've worked with kids in ministry for many years, and it's just something that never transpired in our life. I think we're at peace with it.
We have a lot of spiritual kids, yeah. I would call it.
But it's an interesting dynamic that just never unfolded, and we never stressed over. So that's an interesting concept.
Part of our story.
Yeah. Right? All right, number four. What do you enjoy doing as a couple?
What do we enjoy doing?
I asked the question.
We like to be outdoors. Mm-hmm. I think most of what we really enjoy, we enjoy being together. And I know everybody listening is going to go, oh,
whatever.
Here we go. But we really do. We're friends. Mm-hmm. We can say that.
Yeah, we bike, we walk. Mm-hmm. We like to travel. I mean, it's just get in the car and go.
I don't think we argue much about what we do together.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that. All right, number five. Give us a time that there was a change, unexpected, that affected your marriage, and how did you seek the Lord in it?
Now, this might be where some arguments happen. We've had a lot of change in our life.
Yeah, it's interesting when you get married, you just, I think maybe some people, they have an idea. They'll end up in a place and live there forever. But some people like Heather and I, we had no clue.
We were young.
We got married in Montana. My first job was in Salt Lake.
22, 23.
Yeah, 22, 23 years old. And so at that time, our heart was wanting to be in ministry, even though I was in business. And I knew I wasn't called to be a pastor, but we were thinking Christian education. And we applied to Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. We got accepted. And I resigned from my job in Salt Lake. We packed up with a dog, which was the dumbest thing we could have ever done.
We didn't know you weren't supposed to take dog to the city.
But at that time, Moody had a good marriage support
ministry.
Right. And part of that was housing.
Right.
We missed the communication. There was no emails, phones, texting back in that time. And we arrived in Chicago at Moody Bible Institute and did not have a place to
For whatever reason, shut down their
married housing.
I guess it was for a year or two, and
didn't get the memo.
Communicate to us. Yeah. But little did we know was the Lord's plan. Mm-hmm. He was drawing us what we believe now is here.
It's to New England.
Right.
So it took us a week. We finally found a place to live in Chicago. Went through the first week of school, and we just looked at each other. Very hard to explain at this time. We're not meant to be here.
Yeah.
It was too soon for us.
We weren't ready.
And to back up a little, in Salt Lake City, my father-in-law asked me to go into business with him, and they were in the process at this time that we were in Chicago, that they were moved to New England, to New Hampshire, and they said, hey, you want to come? And we said yes. And long story short,
we were desperate.
We were in a hard
never
spot.
Never make a decision when you're desperate.
So we moved to New Hampshire and actually went into business with them for 20 years. But in that process, we found this church, and it's given us ample opportunity to grow and really to serve. I mean, we wanted to be in ministry.
And here we are.
And we got it, so we're excited about that. Where are we? What number?
Number six.
Number six. How do you currently handle disagreements with each other? Give an example.
Okay, so we're shifting gears here a little bit. We're going to dig a little deeper.
What is the third real topic that leads you into disagreements?
I would say for us...
Communication?
Yeah, definitely communication.
Yeah.
Communication and how we deal with conflict.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it's so hard. Psychologists, psychiatrists, whatever, they would say there's such a different dynamic between male and female. And so here we're married 35 years, and I will say red, and you'll think I said...
Blue.
It's just how we communicate is such a challenge.
Yeah.
And I think that we could even share that just a few weeks ago, we had just a hard miscommunication.
Missing each other completely.
Yeah, completely. And it's like, and then you try to defend yourself. Well, I didn't mean that. I was saying this. And the other person saying,
my heart was right.
And you're not understanding. And you just keep on pressing that button because you want to be understood.
Instead of backing off and saying, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. So we very much still deal with that. We're better. I think we're much better at it than we used to be.
Yeah. Seven kind of ties into four. It says, how much do you value time together versus time apart? Be honest. I think we value our time together.
We do.
But I think we also know the importance of our time apart. Yeah. There just has to be a balance there.
Well, our life, depending on the season, we have been in seasons where we have been 24/7 together. Mm. And then we've had seasons that, you know, we don't see each other much at all. Mm. You know, you're out the door in the morning and you're home to go to bed. Mm. So we have learned to put, boundaries is the right word.
Well, there's a guard, so there's a protection, yeah.
We have our time together. Yeah. We cherish that and we guard it.
And sometimes that means saying no to something we might really want to do with another couple or someone else. But it is important. And I just think of military people when the wives and the husbands are separated so long and how hard it is for them to come back and to come back together. So, all right, moving on. Number 8, did you have a marriage that was or is a role model for you?
For me, I usually think of couples who have been through a lot.
Yeah.
So I think right off the bat, I'm thinking Johnny Erickson and her husband, Ken Tata.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. They got married knowing what they were dealing
with. They were
going
into, yeah.
So I look at that and I'm amazed at how they love each other. Mm-hmm. And you know that road's been tough.
Yeah, it is. excuse me. For me, I guess I could say my parents. Mm-hmm. When my father was alive, I got to experience, my growing up was Catholic, but my father was an alcoholic. And so there was a lot of drinking, a lot of parties. But my mother accepted the Lord when I was about 10. And my dad, shortly after that, maybe 3 or 4 years, accepted the Lord. And I had the privilege of seeing their lives change because of the gospel, to the point that the drinking was stopped and they started teaching Bible studies together. Our home was always an open door of people coming in. And so whether it was family or neighbors or relatives, their conversation always turned to the gospel. And so that was a great, not perfect in any way, but at the same time, I think that would be mine. All right, number eight.
Okay, number nine.
No, number nine. If we believe that marriage is a representation of the gospel, which we read in Ephesians 5, how does this manifest, convict, challenge you in your marriages, and if not, why?
Well, it should challenge all of us for a starter, mm-hmm. right? Because we are selfish. Mm-hmm. Without that sounding like a church or Sunday school answer, but it's true. So we are to submit. I'm to submit to you, and not submission in the way of a dominance, but of an order, right?
Yeah, the way the Lord established
right.
it. Yeah, yeah.
That we work well together. Yeah. We have roles that display what Christ ultimately wants marriage to display.
To be, yeah. And for me, I think personally, trying to remember all that the Lord has done for me in regards to His choice of me, His forgiveness of me, as I sin all day, not all day long, but as I sin.
Well, maybe.
just the grace that He shows me. And it is ongoing always. And so in a marriage, in the context of the gospel, how that plays out. So, all right, number 10. Why do you stay in your marriage?
Why do we stay in our marriage? Okay. So you all will probably laugh. Mark will laugh too. My first thought immediately is when the disciples are walking away from Christ and Christ,
after he said his hard saying that unless you eat my body, you drink my blood. Yeah.
And he turns to his closer disciples and say, are you going to walk away too? Mm. And Peter's response is, but Lord, where would we go? I feel that way. I would be losing not just my marriage, I'd be losing a friend. Mm. And after 35 years, to be honest, that is maybe not the greatest answer, but it's certainly a motivator for me why I stay. Yeah. I want to stay.
Yeah, and for me, it was from the get-go, from the burrito dinner to asking her to marry me to being in the marriage, even through the thick and the thin and the hard. There's just never been that question at all. But it'll be interesting to press into other couples and to really see how do they manage that, because we know that couples deal with that, that the relationship can be so taxing and so hard that there is always that, what if I, you know, why do I stay in this?
Right. It's never been, and don't get us wrong, there have been times, especially early on, where it's like, oh my goodness, what have we done?
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah.
But you stay.
No, you do stay. Honors the Lord.
That's right.
And get to the other side. Now,
of course, you'll hear more about our story as we interview other couples. Yeah, this is just a flyover, right?
All right, so we made it to the 10. Now we want to have some fun, and we want to do a lightning round.
Yeah.
So the idea behind this is we're going to give the couples a heads up of what these questions are going to be, the first 10 or so. Mm-hmm. But we want to do a lightning round where it's just one word and we want a quick answer.
Spontaneous.
So, all right.
Here we go.
All right. Number one.
Vacation.
Out west.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. We like to whenever we can. Yeah.
We like the open spaces.
Right. Yeah. Home.
Home. I say sanctuary.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's a great place to be. Yeah.
Okay. Number three. Shower or tub?
Which one? For
tub.
You.
Tub. Totally.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Shower is the best. Yeah, that's awesome for your sinuses. All right, number four, money.
Lots of it.
Honey.
Lightning round quick.
Money is a challenging thing for a lot of couples.
Steward it well.
Steward it well. The Lord has been so good to us, our ups and downs through finances, losing a business. And
we've had none.
Yeah.
And the Lord has blessed.
Yeah, the Lord is good. So number five, Bible translation.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
My favorite, I would say, is probably the NIV 1984 version, because that's what I've read for years and I've memorized out of. I also enjoy the CSB. It's a little different once you get used to a translation.
Yeah, I'm on the CSB now. I did New American Standard for years, and I did the ESV, but I like the CSB. Right now, we are trying to read through the Bible again, and we're doing the New Living Translation, which is an interesting...
Very interesting.
It's an interesting read. So it's actually creating more conversation this time.
It has.
Through reading the Bible together. Yeah. So, all right, number six, morning or evening?
No, that's easy. Evening.
No. Morning is the best. Sun comes up. It's a new day.
And that's okay.
That's when I think best is the morning. All right, number seven, snow or tropics?
Neither.
Serious?
Not much of a snow person. No. The tropics sounds dreadful.
I like snow. Never really been to the tropics, even though New England's kind of been
wet, tropical. I can't even handle the summer we're just coming out of.
We like desert, I think. That's not on here. We like it dry.
Right, that's what you should have.
I should have asked desert. So, all right, number eight, fight or flight?
Fight.
We were at a gathering this weekend, and I heard a couple talking about that. Mm. Are you fight or flight?
Both.
Both.
Depends on... where I'm at,
situation.
I guess. Yeah.
I don't know what I am.
You are probably neither. You don't fight.
I don't fight. I'm
you
not
stand.
A I'm not a screamer.
No.
I'm stubborn enough to stand my ground to get my point, to make sure that I'm heard.
Well, maybe that's fight.
And making sure that I'm right and I'm understood. That's fight.
Yeah. Flight, I would say no. You are sometimes you withdraw.
Yeah, I could be quiet, so. All right, number nine, remote control. Why do we put that?
Because I've heard that can be a problem with some couples.
Do we have a problem with remote control?
No, we don't care.
We did. We throw it at each other when we're done.
Yeah.
We said, no, you take it. But, yeah. All right. Last question or on the fire. Is it fire? What's it called?
Lightning round.
Holidays.
Complicated.
It can be. They always turn out good, I think.
Not always.
Yeah.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah.
I think there's
We look forward to them, though, don't we?
Well, everybody does, yeah. Right? And then they start getting closer, and everybody goes, oh, right?
So. Yeah. All right. So that's the lightning round.
That's fun.
Yeah. Lastly, we're going to wrap up this podcast. What we want to bring to you guys also during the podcast, and not only interviewing other couples, but we want to make you aware of other marriage resources. Obviously, looking at God's Word to guide us on this journey through the married life. We definitely want to be grounded in that, right?
Right. Yeah. It's the focus of what you will be hearing moving mm-hmm. forward. Other plans are to present or keep you up to date with available opportunities, classes, studies, books, podcasts, conference options, which we'll link here with our podcast on the church's website.
Website, yeah. So
how about we end with some scripture?
Yeah, let's do that. I want to look at Mark chapter 12, verses 30 through 31. It says this, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these."
Amen.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, yeah. Neighbor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, such a challenge and such a joy packed within that scripture. So, well, we made it.
We made it. Yeah. And we thank you all for giving us a listen. And hopefully our next podcast, our first married couple, is going to be the Odoms.
Mm, interesting.
And that's all you're going to hear from us tonight.
All right. Till then. Take care. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.